WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. After taking two out of three games against the Toronto Blue Jays, the Milwaukee Brewers are off today. Then they will host a three-game series starting tomorrow against the Cincinnati Reds. Freddy Peralta will be on the mound to start the first game of that series. Tomorrow night's first pitch at American Family Field will be at 7:10, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame show starting at around 6:35. Elsewhere in the majors today, the Braves beat the Orioles 6-3. It was the Tigers over the Nationals 7-2. The Royals defeated the Yankees 4-3. And the Cardinals also defeated the Pirates 4-3. Other games going on in the majors tonight include the Cubs at the Rays, the Mets hosting the Marlins. It will be the Phillies at the Red Sox, the Athletics at the Twins. The Mariners will be hosting the White Sox, the Diamondbacks hosting the Angels, and the Rangers will be at the Dodgers. The University of Wisconsin will move forward with plans for a $285 million athletic facility at Camp Randall Memorial Park, despite some vocal opposition. Some veterans groups and other officials see that land as sacred. The university says it has plans to honor veterans as part of the project. More than 70,000 Union soldiers trained there during the Civil War, and more than 1,200 Confederate prisoners of war were held there. The location has been called the single most important Civil War historic site in the state. Illinois high school standout Ian Miletic has committed to play basketball at Marquette. Now, Miletic is a 6'7" forward from Rolling Meadows High School. He took an official visit to the Milwaukee campus last weekend. Coaches say he's a smooth shooting wing who can guard multiple positions. He picked the Golden Eagles over offers from Illinois and Miami of Ohio. Miletic could average 19 points and 8 rebounds a game last season, connecting on 45% of his three-point efforts. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur gave his players today off, declaring an early end to the team's mandatory minicamp. LaFleur's team is scheduled to open training camp on July 22nd, an earlier starting time due to plans to open the season on a Friday night in Brazil. He challenged his players to use the 5 weeks to improve themselves physically and get mentally ready for the long season. Several veterans weren't present on Wednesday. Running back Josh Jacobs and defensive backs Keyshawn Nixon, Jair Alexander, and Xavier McKinney were excused after fulfilling their contractual obligations. The Atlanta Falcons were stripped of a fifth-round pick in next year's draft today for violating the NFL's anti-tampering rules prior to signing quarterback Kirk Cousins. The Falcons and Cousins agreed to a four-year, $180 million contract with $100 million in guaranteed shortly after the league's 52-hour legal tampering window opened. It's normal for teams and players to reach agreements quickly, and there were other players who agreed to deals even before Cousins. But Cousins' comments at his introductory news conference raised questions that led to the NFL's investigation. And Patrick Cantlay has taken the early lead in the U.S. Open at Pinehurst. Number two, he holed a bunker, shot for birdie early, and made a couple of birdies late for a 65 to lead by one over Ludvig Åberg among the morning wave. Tiger Woods opened with a 74. Masters champion Scottie Scheffler was playing in the afternoon. Cantlay is ranked within the top 10 in the world, but he hasn't done much of anything in the majors. The U.S. Open is one month after Cantlay's best friend in golf, Xander Schauffele, won his first major at the PGA Championship. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.